Some of you may have noticed that I'm a little bit frazzled. We are moving into a busy time of year, and in addition to the usual getting ready for Christmas stuff, I have been working on closing down Presbytery, lifting up regions, responding to what are we doing questions about Christmas Eve, Christmas concert, sharing in celebrations and challenges with church and church members. I need a couple of extra days in the week just to figure out where I am, and honestly, it probably wouldn't help. I like being busy, but this is crazy. This is our first Sunday of the Advent season, and as much as the world would like to move us forward at a very fast pace, the church asks us to slow down. The time of Advent is another one of those moments in our year when our faith asks us to stop and really think about what we are about. The two scriptures that I have chosen for today invite us to dig a bit deeper, to slow down and consider what we perceive as happening and what is actually happening. It still continues to amaze me that when we go back to revisit these stories written so long ago, they are still so relevant in the world today. The prophet Jeremiah speaks of God making promises. God promising to give safety to the people to make things right for us. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But if we slow down and dig a bit deeper, we might recognize that this particular promise is not for us. It's for a group of people that we don't belong to, because these words of comfort are given to people in exile. God is promising people who have been torn from their homeland that they will have a just leader. God is offering comfort and a source of hope to a people who are in the middle of a huge crisis, at the edge of despair, and in terrible suffering. This isn't for us, is it? As a community, as a culture, we are not in despair. Yes, we have challenges, but you and I both know we could be in much worse positions. Supports are available to us if we will accept them. Mostly we have family and friends. We have homes to go to, food to eat. But what this scripture does is remind us that those in exile, those in despair, in crisis, have God with them. God stands with them. They are God's beloved, as we are. In Luke's narrative today, we see a lot of bad stuff happening. We hear of the world rocked by weather, of people who live in fear, of change all around. But in the words of Jesus, we also hear that this is the opportunity for us to know God is more than what we are used to. We are told that focusing on ourselves, on what we have or are doing today, won't get us anywhere. We may miss what God would have us see. This is an opportunity for us to focus on our faith and meet God where God is. So where is God? Well, God is with the exiled, the refugee, the hungry, the homeless, the despairing. So that is where we are to meet God. We are to look around the world and see things differently. There are clues as to where God is inviting us next. But we won't see them. We won't hear God's voice if we don't slow down. If we get caught up in the whirlwinds of malice, of focusing on ourselves instead of God's hurting people. Let's listen. Let's learn what new thing God would like us to do. Advent is a time when God challenges us to look at the world with different eyes, to stop thinking that everything is all about us, because mostly it's not. Mostly it's about God saying, "Are you listening?" It's about God saying, "You're missing the whole story." It's about God being there, drawing our attention to the places where love is needed, where hope is needed. It's about remembering that God gave us hope and love, and that we are to pass it on. We reread stories of our faith often, and they do challenge us. God challenges us. We know, don't we, that God is always there, sometimes standing with us, sometimes leading the way ahead, sometimes pushing us from behind. Let's take some time this Advent to slow down and listen for God.